I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. This summer, medical students from the University of New Mexico spread out across the state, working at healthcare facilities in rural or underserved communities. The program is part of the UNM School of Medicine's Practical Immersion Experience. One of those students is Josh Romero. Josh, welcome.
Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it, Spencer.
It's great to have you here. Now, tell us, where did you spend your 6 weeks this summer?
So I spent my 6 weeks in Santa Fe. And I worked at La Familia. They primarily do family medicine, but it's a full-service clinic. Prenatal care for women, teen clinic, diabetes educators. They have a full garden. They have an on-site pharmacy. So it's almost like the one-stop shop, as we like to call it, for their patients. It was really great.
And there is a sliding fee scale.
Yes, there is.
In place there. Yeah. What kind of patients were you seeing?
We saw patients from all walks of life.
You are presently in your second year of medical school. What was the focus of your first year?
At UNM, we began our training by focusing on public health, community medicine, social determinants of health. And then from that point on, we started our didactic training, which is our classroom training. And throughout that time, we also spent some time in the clinic, which is very unique because a lot of other medical schools do not incorporate that. They taught us skills on how to approach patients and how to start maybe providing care for them. And we also practiced a lot of our physical exam skills. And so when we were in the clinic this summer, we felt more comfortable with doing physical exams, asking questions that may be difficult for patients. We felt a lot more comfortable because of our previous experience.
And were those your primary responsibilities, what you've just been describing this summer?
Yeah. So primarily what I would do during our practical immersion experience, or otherwise known as PI, I would go and see patients typically alone with my preceptor close by. And I would ask them, you know, why are they here? Maybe asking them some things that might be contributing to whatever's happening to them right now. So if they're here for diabetes, maybe if their diabetes is out of control, well, why is it out of control? Maybe there's some things going on at home. Maybe they weren't able to get their medication. And then also I would perform a full physical exam on every patient I saw, pediatric patients all the way to geriatric patients. So I was able to see a full spectrum of patients, not only in the outpatient clinic, but also would ever see patients in the hospital as well.
Was this, Josh, your first extended experience dealing with patients?
I did a lot of volunteering in college, so I did a lot of volunteering in the ER. I worked as a volunteer with the senior care program at Loveless, so I had a lot of experience with geriatric patients as well. And then also, right before starting medical school, I was an emergency department scribe, and I worked with physicians, and you basically write their medical note for them. So I did that for close to 2 years prior to medical school. And so I think that that really gave me the chance to see how patients and physicians interact with each other, how maybe to pose difficult questions, maybe how to tailor your questioning differently based on how patients are presenting. You always want to personalize how you ask questions. So you don't just go in there with the script and ask the same exact question. You kind of tailor it based on the patient. So I think that really gave me a chance to do so.
This experience this summer, how was it different from your experiences in the past with patients?
It gave me a chance to personally connect with a lot of people, and I really enjoyed that. There was many patients over the summer that I felt like I had a deep connection with. It's just nice to hear people tell you their story, maybe how a disease or something unfortunate is really affecting their life, and maybe how you could partake in hopefully alleviating that or improving their life in some way. So I look forward to kind of continuing my development and improving my ability to, you know, ask questions for patients and then ultimately improve their health.
How important, Josh, is that relationship between the doctor and the patient?
I think it's really important. I think the trust you can build with the patient within the first few minutes of an interview or an encounter is very important. If you don't feel comfortable with your doctor, you're not going to tell them things that might be on your mind that you might be, quote unquote, ashamed to share. You might be more hesitant to tell them that if you don't feel comfortable with them or if you don't trust them. I think that medicine is this big divide between humanity and science. They meet in the middle. You can't have the science without the humanity or vice versa. And so I think having both of those is very important. Trying to give people the benefit of the doubt and just treating them as I guess, as a human. I mean, they're not just isolated disease processes walking around. They're humans. If a person has a stubbed toe, they're not just the stubbed toe in room 6. They're Mrs. Smith in room 6 who maybe can't go to work because she stubbed her toe. And there's this sequence of things happening that's really affecting her life because of this thing. And so I think just taking the time to get to know how that's affecting them is really important.
Looking back now at the 6 weeks mm-hmm. that you spent in Santa Fe, can you pinpoint some things that maybe changed you or that you learned about?
Yeah, I think one of the things that maybe isn't a new concept, but which is reiterated, is how big the hill is to climb for me to be proficient in what I'm doing, how challenging medicine is, but also at the same time, how special and amazing that this journey is. I mean, you see some hard things being in medicine, things that, you know, are very difficult and can be emotion evoking, but positively and negatively. You know, I just saw some amazing things that I didn't think I'd see so quickly. So for an example, I was able to, say my first live delivery. And that's seeing the emotion on the mother's face, on everybody in the room. I mean, it's a very special experience. And being in medicine allows me to do that. And so I think that I took a lot of time to reflect this summer and kind of see, like, how do these experiences, what emotion do they evoke within me? How do I feel about these different experiences? And I think that it really just reiterated why I went into medicine. It kind of felt like I was at home. This is where I want to be. And I realized that, you know, I still have a long way to go, but I'm glad that I made a decision to do this. So,
and why did you go into medicine?
I think that medicine is something that affects everyone at some point, and it's involved in everyone's life. And so I think that you're involved in people's lives when they're their most vulnerable. And I've always really enjoyed helping other people and being able to add something to their lives. And I find that it'd be great to do it when they're very vulnerable. If I could do it in that instance, then that would be the best thing for me. You know, I've had some health problems with my family that have affected me. And so I've seen that if I could be a positive influence, you know, a light in a dark room for somebody else during this time, that I would love to do that.
Did you find yourself rethinking maybe how you wanted to focus your career or where you wanted to practice after your 6 weeks?
You know, you kind of come into medical school and you kind of have maybe a general idea of what you wanted to do. And for me, I kind of came into medical school really interested in surgery, and I still have an interest in surgery. However, I think that what it made me realize is how much I still don't know about medicine. There's still so much to see, and there's so many different experiences to be had that I'm not sure about where I want to go. I think the more and more we go along this journey and the different experiences, the less and less I know what I want to do, because I think that you kind of just realize all of it's great in some way. Just seeing that has made me less sure about what I want to do, but I'm just glad to be in medicine in general.
That's great.
Yeah.
This program has been a part of the School of Medicine for almost 40 years now,
yeah.
I believe. Do you agree that it's an important part of this process of training?
I think it's extremely important. Within myself, I've noticed some change, but even within some of my peers, I've noticed some change. And I think that when you are in a classroom for a long segment of time and you're studying for hours on end, it's easy to get bogged down and kind of focus on the science of things. And you kind of lose that humanity component. And I think that this program really gives you a chance to go into a community you might not otherwise go into and practice. I mean, here in Albuquerque, we have the academic center, so we have top of the line of everything. But you get to go into communities where they might not have as many resources, and you work with these physicians who are able to take those limited resources and make the best of it and still provide effective care. And what that does is it teaches you how to think on your feet and how to treat patients from all walks of life. And I think that's really important to see at different parts in your training. And so I think that for me, at least, when I'm now back in the classroom, it might not feel as much of a burden, because now I know that ultimately what I'm doing is going to be treating somebody and helping them. So I think to me, it kind of just makes the studying a little bit more enjoyable now. Now you know what you're doing this for. I'm so glad that they do this. It's been a great program.
Medical student Josh Romero spent this summer working in Santa Fe as part of the UNM School of Medicine's Practical Immersion Experience. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.